Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it. Up to $2,000 in value for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan. And iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
3, 2, 1.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Fantasy Football Happy Hour. We have made it all the way to Super Bowl weekend. So today I will be talking about the big game and making my preview pick. But first, touch on last week, I gave my predictions for NFL honors. We actually got the list of winners. Things I got right. Saquon Barkley was Offensive Player of the Year. Patrick Surtain, Defensive Player of the Year. Jaden Daniels, Rookie of the Year. Offensive Rookie of the Year. Jared Verse, Defensive Rookie of the Year. And Joe Burrow was named Comeback Player of the Year. Felt pretty good that I nailed those. Head Coach of the Year went to Kevin O'Connell. I had thought it would be Dan Quinn. I think Dan Campbell could have been in the mix. Really a good slate of coaches. What Minnesota did was pretty impressive. Assistant Coach of the Year did end up going to Ben Johnson. So that's probably one of the reasons Dan Campbell would have been out of the running. MVP, I have made my case for Saquon Barkley. I still think he was the MVP, but this year it went to Josh Allen. I had speculated Lamar Jackson would get it. So, you know, you take your shot. Sometimes you hit, sometimes you don't. Great speech by Josh Allen, so I really enjoyed that. But let's get ready to talk Super Bowl 59, or if you're Rob Gronkowski on Fox pregame commercials, apparently it's Super Bowl Licks, and I get how he comes up with that. But first, let's talk a few props. These are some of the fun props I thought would be out there. Will John Baptiste's national anthem exceed 120.5 seconds? That's just a shade over 2 minutes. I'm going with yes. I think he'll add some flourishes. He is a fun performer and a great musician. So I went with yes. Head coin toss will be heads or tails, and who wins? I think it's going to be heads, and I'm going with the Chiefs getting the win on the coin toss. What will the first score be? I think the Chiefs win, defer, and it goes to the Eagles. I think the first score is a touchdown, and who scores that first touchdown? I think it's going to be Jalen Hurts via the tush push. One of the more interesting props, will Patrick Mahomes or Jalen Hurts have more fantasy points? You know, if you would have said passing yards, I would have been all over Patrick Mahomes. Fantasy points, a little interesting. Jalen Hurts does a lot with his legs. He also gets a lot of those goal line opportunities. I'm giving the slight edge to Jalen Hurts for fantasy points. More receiving yards, Travis Kelce or AJ Brown? I'm going with Kelce, and you'll probably understand why here in a minute. A couple of Saquon props. Will he have a play of 30 or more yards? He did that a ton during the regular season. Also did that in the NFC Championship game. He has been breaking them off. I think he will. Will he be over and under 150 total yards? This is rushing and receiving, and I'm going to go over. I know this is a big swing, but I think the biggest players step up on the biggest stages, and I think Saquon is that player. But who do you think will be Super Bowl MVP? It hurts me.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
As much to say this as it probably will be for you to hear it, but I'm going with Travis Kelce. Something in me just thinks this is going to be his year. Chiefs have won 3 Super Bowls with Patrick Mahomes. He has been the MVP all of them. 33 times the quarterback has been named MVP out of 58 Super Bowls. So a little over half. But it's not quite as dominant as you might think, especially given like the NFL regular season MVP award that seems to just continuously be a quarterback award. Finally, what color will the Gatorade be? I read something that last year, the logo being red and purple, that was the colors they went for Gatorade. Well, if you take a look at this logo again, it's red, but a lot of like greenish yellow. So I'm going with yellow. Just, you know, a wild shot in the dark. That leads us to the game itself. You know, it's an interesting game because usually I like to break things down into 4 categories. You have, you know, which team would you give the edge on offense, defense, special teams, and coaching. And that usually helps lead you to where you're going. And if you're talking about offense, I think the Eagles have a better offense. Saquon Barkley, A.J. Brown, Devonta Smith, Dallas Goedert, they have that great offensive line. Jalen Hurts back there. I mean, quarterbacks, I'd give the edge to Patrick Mahomes. But offense in general, not a question. Defense, the Eagles were the number one defense in football, and they have stars all over the field. I actually think that's an easier choice to go with the Eagles than it is with Chiefs. So you're like, this is turning out to be a runaway. Special teams would probably give the Chiefs an edge. When you get to coaching, you can't go against Andy Reid. So of those 4 categories, they end up split. You know, you tend to lean toward the team that you think has the better roster, and I think the Eagles have a better roster. But there's something about the Chiefs. There's a reason that they've set a record for the number of 1-score games they've won consecutively. There is something about them in these big games. You know, I know the temptation here is going to be to make some kind of officiating joke, but good teams find a way to win in tough situations, and the Chiefs are a good team, begrudgingly for me. You know, I'm a Broncos fan. I don't want the Chiefs to win. I don't want to see a 3rd straight Super Bowl. I don't want to see history. But I think that's where we're going, and I am ultimately picking the Chiefs. I said before the conference championships, I thought whichever team won the AFC championship was going to win the Super Bowl, and I'm sticking with that. I think Kansas City is going to end up being the Super Bowl champion. But we are just over 24 hours from finding out. Well, with all the pregame, we're probably closer to like 32 hours from finding out. But should be a lot of fun. Looking forward to Super Bowl 59. Hopefully you are as well. Be sure to put your pick in the comments, and we will see how it all shakes out. I will be back next week with a wrap-up on the Super Bowl and a look at a few of the free agents I'm excited to see as we step into things. Then we will take a couple of weeks off, but we will be back getting ready and getting primed for the offseason, wrapping up the 2024 NFL season. Hope you enjoy Super Bowl this weekend. Until then, you guys have a wonderful week.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with autopay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.